A new survey says Wisconsin's transportation budget does not meet the priorities of most Wisconsin residents. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. According to this survey recently released from the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation, respondents want more funding to meet local needs like fixing local roads, for mass transit needs, for more walking and biking options, and they think too much money is being spent on major road projects. Does this describe you? What do you want to see lawmakers do about funding transportation needs as they are currently debating the next transportation budget at the state capitol? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Ashwat Narayanan is the Director of Transportation Policy at 1000 Friends of Wisconsin and is a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. So the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation conducted this survey. Tell us about it. Who did you survey?
Thank you, Joey. So the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation is a group of over 25 organizations that first originated in the Milwaukee area, but now really extends all over the state, working to fight for better transportation options and a reprioritization of our transportation funding in Wisconsin. There are four main organizations in the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation in the Madison area, one of whom, 1000 Friends, is. But the survey was compiled by staff from the Sierra Club, John Muir chapter, and WISPR, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. And we sent the survey to, people all across the state, and about 529 Wisconsinites took the survey in just 1 week to talk about their ideal state transportation budget. And the survey was sent to places all across Wisconsin, from the Green Bay, Fox Cities area, all the way to Milwaukee and southwest Wisconsin. So first, respondents were asked to create what their ideal transportation budget would look like. And what we found was that about 40% of respondents said that they would like more money being spent on local roads. 40% of the budget should be spent on local roads was what respondents said, and about 30% should be spent on highways, while respondents also wanted about 20% to go towards transit and the remaining 10% to go on other specialized transportation like bike and pedestrian infrastructure.
Yeah, so how off base is that from the current budget or the budget that's being debated?
So when you look at the actual 2015 to 2017 budget, transportation budget, it looks very different. 66% of all spending was on highway construction or maintenance. About 32% was spent on local infrastructure funding, so local roads, general transportation funds, and bike and pedestrian infrastructure, and just 2% went for transit. So there's a huge gap between what people actually want to see in their budget and what is actually happening. And the final question was if we asked people if the budget actually matched their priorities, and a whopping 97% of respondents said that they did not match what they were expecting from a transportation budget.
Yeah. So just to be clear, they were the survey respondents were looking at the budget that's currently in place, not a proposal that's being debated.
That's correct. Their responses were compared to the previous biennium's budget, so 2015 to 2017, and not any of the discussions that are taking place right now at the legislature.
Yeah, and just to put it in some context, though, the budget that's being debated right now is truly being debated. There's disagreement over how much borrowing should be done for major highway projects, how to fill a $1 billion shortfall in revenue. Republicans want to raise the gas tax or registration fees to pay for transportation needs. Governor Walker is saying no to that. So right now, the state is looking at a $1 billion shortfall in revenue. Does that matter right now when it comes to talking about these transportation priorities?
Yes, absolutely. We believe that it matters very much. And let me talk a little bit about the reason why. You know, as you mentioned, Joy, we hear almost every day that we have a huge transportation funding crisis, and, you know, people from both sides of the aisle are calling to raise more revenues, either through the gas tax or other funding sources. But, you know, the coalition believes that before we think about asking the citizens of Wisconsin to pay for more transportation infrastructure, we must maybe take a step back and understand how we got here in the first place. So for decades, you know, in Wisconsin, as is the case today, the majority of our transportation fund has gone towards building and maintaining our highway infrastructure. And our highway interstate system has been vital to our state's economy, and it continues to be. So this is reflected in their condition today. According to Wisconsin Department of Transportation's latest MAPSS report, which is a performance report that they release every month to talk about how their infrastructure is doing, they say that nearly 98% of all state backbone highways are rated fair or better, and about 80% of non-backbone state highways are rated fair or better. But this is in stark contrast to our local infrastructure. So University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee estimated that nearly 40,000 jobs in the greater Milwaukee area alone became inaccessible to public transit between 2000 and 2007. Our local roads are doing even worse, with 40% of all local roads rated poor or worse. So we asked ourselves why there's this huge discrepancy between the different modes of transportation. And the answer is that the state of Wisconsin has been prioritizing new highway construction programs at the expense of all other modes of transportation. So, you know, if you compare 2000, how we used to fund transportation in 2000 to 2016, nearly more than a third of all funding for went to local infrastructure. So general transportation aids, that is part of money that cities, municipalities can use to fix their local roads. Local road repair program, which is a part of money that can be used to fix severely deteriorated local roads, accounted for more than a third of the budget, about 33% of the budget in 2000. And today, that number is well below 20%. So what we're finding is that local priorities have languished and are suffering because of our single-minded focus on new highway program expansion.
So, listeners, are your local roads suffering right now? Do you think that the state's highway or transportation priorities are in sync with yours? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We are talking about this new survey conducted by the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation that found that some 97% of us do not think that the state's transportation budget meets our needs or our preferences, and we'd like to hear from you. We have Jan on Facebook who says, not everyone lives in southeastern Wisconsin. The roads are terrible. Stop giving tax breaks to the wealthy and improve the infrastructure. I think she must mean, or he must mean, that southeastern Wisconsin is getting a lot of those major highway projects, Ash?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I think a huge chunk of the taxpayer-funded transportation fund goes towards what's called the southeastern Wisconsin highway mega projects. And these are you know, projects like Interstate 94 in Milwaukee that are proposed and other large major highway expansion programs. I-90 all the way to the Illinois border. These are projects that cost billions of dollars. And yes, it is true that they do take up a huge chunk of the state's transportation fund. We are finding, though, that places all across Wisconsin, places, rural areas especially, are suffering much more because of our focus on large highway programs. expansion projects and local roads across the Wisconsin are in generally bad condition. I think almost everybody in Wisconsin can talk about potholes and crumbling sidewalks in front of their houses. And we must remember that every single journey starts and ends at a local road. So it's important to make sure that these backbone roads are maintained and upkept so that not just travelers, but businesses and the economy can function more effectively unless our infrastructure is maintained well.
Our guest is Ashwat Narayanan. He is Director of Transportation Policy at 1000 Friends of Wisconsin, a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. We are talking about the results of this survey conducted by the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation that shows that the transportation budget does not meet local needs. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. A new survey from a group called the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation says the state's transportation budget does not reflect the needs and preferences of Wisconsin residents. According to our guest this hour, and according to the survey, most Wisconsinites want more funding for local needs, to fix local roads and for mass transit, and to create more biking and walking paths, and that most of us think too much is being spent on major highway projects. Is that how you feel or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And our lines are full, so this is a topic that matters to you. Our guest is Ashwat Narayanan. He is the Director of Transportation Policy at 1000 Friends of Wisconsin and a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. And let's take some calls. Becky in Green Bay is first. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Joy.
Yes, what do you think?
I 100% agree with your guest. The roads here in Green Bay, the ones that are state-funded, like Shawano Avenue that runs right near my home, it's like a third-world country over here. There's potholes. It's ridiculous. You wouldn't even want to drive on it. You have to take side streets. Broadway's even worse when you get further out. It's terrible. This is beyond ridiculous.
So apparently you complained to your city councilman about this?
I did. I called up Guy Zimma and I asked him to fix Shawano Avenue, and he told me that I had to write a letter to my representative in Madison because it's a state-funded road, so there's nothing that he can do as far as a Green Bay elected official.
Well, that's frustrating. So, Ash, talk a little bit about how this works. Why can't Green Bay fix Shawano Avenue? Why does the state have to fix it?
Thank you for the question. I think it really comes down to how we administer our highways. It depends on who controls and who's responsible for the maintenance and operation of different types of roads. For example, most of our state highways and the interstate system is under direct control of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, while your local road itself in front of your house may be administered by your city. So, and that's just the way we've set things up in Wisconsin, and that's, I think, the way most states do it. So depending on the nature, on who owns and operates that road is who usually is going to have to pay for it. Wisconsin Department of Transportation, although, administers all of the money that does come to local transportation systems as well. So in their budget request that, or the budget proposal that they put forward at the start of every budget cycle, they do have to account for how much money will go to the general transportation aids, which I mentioned earlier is the pot of money that local governments can use to pay for their roads, as well as the local road infrastructure program, improvement program, which is another pot of money similar to which can be used to fix local roads. So it really comes down to who is in charge of maintaining and operating these roads. And too often we find that local units of government are being shortchanged, because even though people who live in local communities are paying for transportation infrastructure at the pump, that money often goes towards new and unnecessary wasteful highway expansion programs that do not benefit all of the citizens of Wisconsin.
Thanks, Becky, for the call. Sean in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Sean. Sean, are you there?
Hello?
Sean, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, my name is John.
Well, I'm sorry. Phone line is fuzzy. So go ahead, John. We apologize.
I've lived in Milwaukee my entire life, and there's only certain roads that go from north all the way through the south. And this road called 60th Street or Holly Road, it is so bad that when you drive down it, you know, in the newer cars, it breaks the passenger side front end. It breaks the motor mount on that side. It breaks the sway bar on that side. The road is so bad that when you drive down it, if you get over 6 miles an hour, you can feel yourself bounce and hit the roof of your head. And as far as the freeway goes, no, it needs to be fixed. It needs to be widened. But as far as city streets go, this for over 20 years, this road has not been touched. And I'm 48 years old, and for as long as I've known, that road has never been fixed, and it's horrible.
Yeah. So, Ash, do you have any sense as to why you think the state has prioritized the major highway projects and expansions and new highways and neglected the local roads?
Great. Thank you, Joy, and thank you, John. I just wanted to make a quick comment about what John said. I think we hear these stories all the time from not just in Milwaukee but across the state, where someone's car hits a pothole and it costs them, you know, $600 or $700 to repair it. There are people who have lost their jobs because their car, traveled on a local road that was not fixed, got damaged, and they did not have a way to get to work after that. To your question, Joy, as to why we prioritize state highway expansion over other modes, I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer to that. I think, you know, that's historically we've been doing that for a long time. There's the perception that many more people use the interstate system than do the local roads, which is true in terms of pure traffic volume, but it is also true that only a small slice of the population within the radius of a highway actually uses that. And we're also seeing that there's not as much through traffic on our interstate network as we thought there was earlier. Most people use their interstate system only within three or four exits to get to their destination. Also, it is true that, you know, new highway expansion programs are an easier sell to the public. While they cost a lot of money, they're also very clear evidence of infrastructure work being done. You know, ribbon cuttings are they are appealing, and, you know, fixing and maintaining a local road might not be the most. It might not have a lot as much appeal as a new highway lane open, for example. And, that's just something that's been happening in our state for a long time. And maybe this is the time to take a step back and really envision what a modern transportation system could look like.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. But what John also said, that he called it the freeway, you know, the interstate system in the Milwaukee area needs to be fixed. I mean, it is considered a big driver of economic growth and such, isn't it? Don't we have to have good major highways?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the major highway system has been essential to Wisconsin's farming and manufacturing sector, as well as just getting people to point A to point B. However, what we should be careful not to do is to invest in new highway capacity expansion, which not only will leave us with a huge maintenance and repair bill in the future, but I think we're finding more and more evidence that they simply don't work. So while a lot of these highways are actually reaching the end of their useful life, we absolutely think that they should be repaired and brought back to a good good smooth surface that everybody can drive on without fear. But when you think about adding lanes, we're finding increasingly that they are losing investment. Just between 2014 and 2015 alone, we spent about $1 billion on new highway expansion and interchange construction. And the reason we find that they don't work is that we are wasting good money on infrastructure that may well be obsolete in the near future. First, we're finding that they are really no longer working to relieve congestion. A paper released by the California Department of Transportation, who are some of the biggest highway builders in the world, found that adding lanes only induces more cars to use that route, sometimes making congestion worse, leaving us in a worse situation after the expansion was carried out compared to before. And too many cities have found themselves, in a vicious cycle of highway expansion, often leading to their financial insolvency. Next, we must consider the technological changes that are coming soon. Nearly 30% of all cars on the road are projected to be autonomous by 2030, and they're projected to significantly decrease requirement for road space. So when you couple that with demographic trends that we're seeing today, which show that young people are not buying cars at the same rate that their parents did, and that seniors today are trying to find more transportation options that don't require them to drive, or they just simply don't want to drive. All of these highway expansion projects that are in the pipeline might end up being a large waste of taxpayer money, and we have to be very careful with where we're investing that money.
Yeah, those seniors and millennials and are looking more to mass transit or better biking options? What do they want?
I think a lot of young people as well as seniors, they're just looking for just any more transportation options. Right now, in almost all of Wisconsin outside of the big cities, you're really your only option to get from place point A to point B, whether it's for a doctor's appointment or if it's to go to school or to go to your job, is to get in your car and drive. A lot of young people today are saying that that's just not what they want. They want to live in a neighborhood that's either accessible through walking, through biking, through mass transit, and they also want to drive as well. It's not that everybody's giving up their car. It's just that taxpayers in Wisconsin are being forced to rely on just one form of transportation when, in fact, a lot of people, especially, and when you talk about seniors, these are baby boomers who are increasingly retiring today. The state of Wisconsin is going to see a large increase. About 700,000 more seniors are projected to be part of the state's population by 2040. And these are people who are used to a good standard of living, and they will need to keep having a good standard of living. And that's not possible if we force them into just this one mode of transportation that might not be the best for their quality of life. And instead, we just have to shift the needle a little bit more to include other modes of transportation as well.
So what would you do to improve the transportation system in Wisconsin? According to a new survey from the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation, the majority of us do not think that the state's transportation budget reflects our needs and preferences. We want more funding to fix local roads, according to this survey, and we want more and different transportation options, more money for mass transit, more to create biking and walking paths. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And the state budget is being debated pretty much as we speak at the state capitol. We wonder if you have a message for the lawmakers who are debating the next state budget, which will cover transportation spending needs and road projects and the like for the next 2 years, starting in July. Let's go to Tom in Burlington next. Hi, Tom.
The man who brought up the idea about the cars getting wrecked, that bill must be astronomical with all the front ends and everything. You have to go in and have something aligned every other week. One of the things they talk about with the, with transportation is they say a lot of the lack of funding for light rail and this is to keep people in the ghettoized thing. They use it sort of as it's a bias or discrimination thing. But what I wanted to talk about was why do we have these two different things for financing. We've got the general revenue fund and then we have the transportation fund. And two or three years ago, before Mr. Walker was reelected, he gave away $500 million. And then we're paying $161 million in interest on that right now. So could you explain?
I don't understand, Tom. Who gave away $500 million?
For the last election that he had, he gave a quick rebate to the voters. I know people in Burlington were getting $300 and $400 bill, rebates.
Oh, like I don't remember actually getting a check, but I think in our tax forms we got some kind of break. I don't remember that with Walker, but I thought, Tom, you were wondering. In general, he was wondering why we have a general fund and why we have a transportation fund. Ash, do you have the explanation for that?
I don't know if I have the historical explanation, but transportation typically there's been this notion that people who use the infrastructure should pay for it, and I think that's kind of been the genesis for the idea that there's a separate transportation fund lockbox that comes solely from gas tax revenues. Unfortunately, what we are seeing today is that it is not true that we use what we pay for. For example, people who don't drive, bicyclists and transit users, all are paying into systems that they don't necessarily use. I'm not fully sure of why Wisconsin and most other states have a segregated transportation fund.
Yeah, and I know now Wisconsin, because back in Governor Doyle's day, he did take money out of the transportation fund and gave it to education, which caused an uproar of sorts. And then I think we passed a referendum that would forbid that from happening in the future. But in any case, I wonder if your group has a position on some of the funding issues with the transportation budget. Do you think that we should raise the gas tax? Do you think we should raise the registration fees? Do you think, what about this proposal to raise fees on hybrid or electric cars because they don't use as much gas? Does your group have a position on that?
While we are not opposed in principle to raising more money either through the gas tax or, other funding sources in the future, what we all have to realize is that this is not a silver bullet solution. To give you an example, three of our neighbors, Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan, all have higher gas taxes than Wisconsin. And yes, their roads are in better condition than Wisconsin. But three other states, Iowa, Minnesota, and Ohio, also have higher gas taxes than us, and their roads are in better condition too. So this shows that our problem really is one of prioritization and not one of revenues currently. So, we do agree that the gas tax is probably not going to be a long-term sustainable solution, especially as people move away to things like electric vehicles and hybrid cars. But we don't believe that unless we reprioritize how we spend our money and unless we make sure that we're spending our existing revenues much more financially responsibly, we should be raising any more revenues at this point.
Our guest is Ashwat Narayanan. He is Director of Transportation Policy at 1000 Friends of Wisconsin. He is a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation, and that coalition recently released a survey that found respondents thought Wisconsin's transportation budget does not meet the priorities of most Wisconsin residents. The respondents wanted more funding to meet local needs, like fixing local roads, more for mass transit, more for walking and biking options, and they thought that too much money was being spent on major road projects. We wonder what you want to see lawmakers do about transportation needs in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll take more calls. I'm Joy Kerr-Dean. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Kerr-Dean. We are talking about Wisconsin's transportation needs and a new survey from our guests' coalition that finds that most of us don't think that the state transportation budget meets our needs or our preferences when it comes to transportation. Essentially, we think that too much is being spent on major highway projects and expansions and not enough on local needs, like fixing local roads. What do you think? What questions do you have? How are the roads in your community? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Kerr-Dean Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Kerr-Dean Show. Ashwat Narayanan is our guest. He is the Director of Transportation Policy at 1000 Friends of Wisconsin and a member of this Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. And our next caller is Karen in Madison. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
Morning.
And good morning, Ash.
Good morning.
When I listen to people talk about how we spend our money, when they make an argument to spend more money on mega projects, they talk about the investments we're making. But when we ask about making sure that transit is adequately included in our budget, they say, well, that's a subsidy, and subsidies are bad, but investments are good. So roads are good, transit is bad. Yet I have a walking and transit-based lifestyle for my health. How do we begin to change the conversation and fund transportation systems that take care of our health?
Good question, Ash.
Great. Thank you, Karen. That's a great question. You know, as with everything else, we found that language really does matter in how we talk about our transportation systems. For decades, in perpetuity, there's always been this perception that we somehow subsidize our public transit systems and we fund or invest in our major highway projects. Well, that notion actually is fundamentally untrue. Although the gas tax does pay for most of our transportation, for a lot of our transportation infrastructure, it does not begin to cover how much it actually costs. So what we're finding is that property taxes and sales taxes and a lot of general revenue actually do subsidize major road building projects as well. And on the other hand, when you talk about public transportation projects, you know, our public transit systems are actually subject to very stringent criteria, which require them to operate within very specific guidelines. So let me give you an example of the way we, how we treat these two different modes differently. So, for example, if there's congestion on a highway, the typical response is to carry out a study to widen the highway, you know, and we end up throwing, you know, millions of dollars on that specific project. On the other hand, if a transit system is not operating within strict operational guidelines, what happens is the state legislature often penalizes them, you know, resulting in funding cuts, which then lead to a system having to either cut routes or in some cases shut down entirely. Other cost-saving measures like the state's Complete Streets program that would have mandated safer roads for a majority of Wisconsinites also have been cut by the legislature. So these are, you know, some examples of how we tend to look at different modes of transportation differently within the state of Wisconsin. So, to Karen's question, I think it's very important, you know, the language we use to our elected officials, to our to decision makers and even to each other, it really matters, and I think we should be more conscious about how we use words and what the long term impacts of those might be.
Mm-hmm. So practically, that's what you would advise Karen and others to do is just contact your legislator, or is there anything more people can do to have their voice heard in the transportation debate that's currently going on?
You know, contacting your legislator is probably the top thing that you can do. I mean, picking up the phone and calling either your elected representative or state senator does go a long way. All of your calls will be, you know, monitored, and people are paying attention. But there's a lot of things that you can do in your community as well. For example, the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation over the last year had about 15 community forums across the state of Wisconsin where we had people come in from you know, many different walks of life and sit down with their transit system managers as well as their elected representatives as well as their local elected representatives and just have a conversation about what a good transportation system means for them. And, you know, I think it's important to also talk to your, to like what Karen said about how, you know, the transportation system is failing her. And a lot of people just are not aware that this is actually happening. So in addition to calling your legislator, I think there's a lot of different things that you can do in your community themselves. And also maybe reaching out to, you know, your transit agency and letting them know how much you appreciate having that facility available. Is another good step you can take.
Let's go to Becky in Waterford. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say that everyone keeps talking about maybe changing the way we use transportation, but I'm wondering if we can change the way we pave our roads. I'm wondering if there's another medium that can be used, recycled tires, crushed glass, even in small communities, gravel or sand, because I don't mind paying for roads, but right now I'm paying for roads that a small town, and they'll pave a road out by me, and within a year they have to seal it, or there's cracks, or a huge pothole. And I travel to Iowa every year to visit friends, and their small communities have a mix of dirt, gravel, and sand roads, and I'm surprised how immaculate these roads are. And I'm just wondering if not changing transportation, because we all need to drive. We're all going to be buying cars, and there's always going to be trucks. I'm just wondering if there's a different way to pave our roads so they last longer and they're more durable.
Well, I don't know, Ash, if you have an answer to that question, but I did want to add that Iowa, I took a trip to Iowa, too, and a lot of the roads are gravel or dirt. And to me, it was kind of shocking that so many roads were not paved. But maybe that's in fact, I did hear that in some communities in Wisconsin, instead of filling the potholes and repaving, that they're letting the roads go to be dirt or gravel. Is that preferable?
I mean, yes, it is true in many places in Wisconsin and across the country, because local communities are so strapped for cash, they are finding innovative ways to make sure that, you know, their transportation system, at least their local infrastructure, is at the bare minimum condition. And in some cases, this might mean letting it go to gravel or, you know, other things. You know, for example, Milwaukee is trying out different ways to more efficiently fill potholes. And, you know, what this really comes down to is that communities are just struggling really to figure out just, you know, how to make sure that their local infrastructure is at the bare minimum condition. And again, this comes down to these communities being shortchanged at the pump, because when they're paying into the transportation system, you expect that a certain amount of your money that you pay will come back to your local community. And unfortunately, that's not happening today.
Yeah. So I guess what is it that you hope lawmakers do as they are debating the future transportation budget?
Well, so when I think that, you know, there's so many discussions happening right now at the legislature, but, you know, I think this juncture that we find ourselves in really is a perfect opportunity to take a step back and really envision what a modern transportation system, how we can build a modern 21st century transportation system that works for everybody in our state. So we need to understand that, in order to attract and retain the best young people who are graduating college, you know, and these, we need to make sure that they have a multitude of transportation options. And these are people who want to live in cities, towns, and villages where they do want to drive, but also have access to several other transportation options. then we must also realize that we must support and ensure a high quality of life for our seniors who need access to jobs, healthcare, leisure, community. You know, neither of these goals can be furthered by wasting money on new highway lanes that reduce our valuable main streets to essentially parking lots. So, you know, in order to ensure the long-term financial solvency of the transportation fund, we must turn away from wasteful spending and make sure that any money we have is invested in our struggling communities. So, you know, that means we should allocate a far greater portion to local road repair and new capital and operational maintenance for public transit. We also must give communities more autonomy to tax themselves. They must be able to make their own transportation decisions and not have projects imposed on them if they don't want to. So it's time that we started making our transportation systems really, you know, work for us and not really the other way around.
Yeah. By local communities taxing themselves, isn't that already permitted, that a local community can impose a wheel tax, for example?
Yes, a wheel tax is just is one way that today a local community is able to raise some amount of money to pay for their infrastructure. But on a broader scale, if communities want to coordinate with each other through as a region, they are not able to do that, and they're not able to form a regional transportation authority where they can have, you know, things like sales tax fund any public transit infrastructure or local road infrastructure that they want to invest in. And so that's another option that the state may be considering to help us solve our transportation crisis.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Ashwat Narayanan is the Director of Transportation Policy at 1000 Friends of Wisconsin and a member of the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation. Thanks to Nyasia Ellison for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. We have much more to come. In our next hour, we are going to talk about health care and a bill in the state legislature that would require that Wisconsin health insurance carriers provide coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. So mandate that in Wisconsin, despite what federal law might say. And we will wonder what you think about that. That's coming up in our next hour with State Senator John Erpenbach. And we will also have On Your Money, a special On Your Money, coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll be talking about the housing market and how to buy and sell a home in today's hot market. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to The Ideas Network.